Shir, Mem Aleph and Baba Basra, Yud Zayin Tevis, Hetov Shin Mem, January 6, 1980, on Sunday.
Now we learned the Tesves of Achbil Rav Nosson. Now the Tesves, we did not go over the Tesves of Shanei Solchol Matiliyot. So there are several Shittes of Shea. So the Gemara says that V'rashoyim ne'ri al-asi skupet tamche, v'tamche kufo, u'shanei tzulcho ma'ashiliyot. Nero rab netam, di'yichirim v'shanei se'i av v'dvar v'shus. Av agav d'aminum v'erech m'dipere kamek. Haiman v'noga shradol v'knishte osa v'shanei tzul v'dvar v'shus. V'oman amohosom, ho'ei me'aprute zu v'dvoke ad shal bol yad gaba imuta v'shanei tzul. Mishabol yad gaba im osa v'shanei tzul. So Teisa Shita is, Abnatam Shita is, that the Bnei Yoyir can be Mishame, the Tzdoke, the Tamche for a Kupe, the Kumche for a Ta, and Kupe for a Tamche, or any Shino. They can change it for whatever purpose they want to apply it. Even if it's Dvar Oshus, even if it's not Dvar Oshus. So then Teisa says the Kashe, but Gemara says, in Erech, that if somebody donated it in the Rebbe to a Beis HaKnesses, so he cannot be Mishamer to Dvar Shus, and here, according to Ramatam, the Gemara is saying that the Bnei Yoyir can be Mishamer, the Tzoke, that they collected, even with Dvar Shus. And then, another Gemara, the Gemara says, also in Erech, Davo, Hoim Aputo Zuri Tzoke, actually, Bo Yada Gabai, Muta Lishanes, Mishibol Yale Gabai, also Lishanes. So, also Lishanes, also Lishanes. So, Hoche, Shetneo Yio Lishanes, is a Shan. So, he takes it, the Roshni was written here, also Lishanes of Varshus. So, the Bach strikes it out, and the Bach says, King, Vitevas, Varshus, Nimch. So in other words, so Bishiyad Gabai also Shaneiso, and here it's already Boyad Gabai. They already collected the Tzdoki, the Tamche, the Kuke, whatever. So and still they can be Mishane. So there seems to be a spirit between the Gemara in Erech and the Gemara here. So Teisa says, no, there is no spirit. Hoche Shebneo Yiyo Mishane Meiso, Shane, Lipicho. Mutal Shaneiso Afiru Vidvarashus. Mutal Shaneiso Afiru Vidvarashus. So, the Afiru Bol Yadagam. So, Hametam Shiti is that the Alochim is that Mishibol Yadagabai, so also Shaneiso Vidvarashus. That's only the Gabai is also Shaneiso. But Neoir, they have the right to be Shanet. Even after it was collected, after it is bold yadagam. That's what Teisa says. Now, so from this Teisa, it's mashma, that according to Rabbi Tam, so even if a yochid, because one could say, and we'll soon see, that there is a machlekes Hashem, that when does the Gemara say that the Bnei Yoyir, when the Bnei Yoyir are allowed to be Mishanet Tzdoke, that is only if no person donated it voluntarily. But the Bnei Yoyir have the right to be Keifei the Bnei Yoyir to give Tzdoke. That's one of the Tzirchayotzirchayir. So any Tzdoke that was collected by the Tzibur, from the Bnei Yoyir, so can be applied by the Bnei Yoyir towards any other purpose. Masha'inke, if a yochid made an eder and he said, sell a zubit tzoke, and then it was given over to the community fund, to the tamche, to the kupo, so then they cannot apply this money that a certain person donated, and he said, sell us all it's okay, that the Yochid said, sell us all it's okay, that the Bnei Yoyir should be allowed to apply it for some other purpose. When do we say, we could say, that when does the Braisa say here, that the Bnei Oiya can be Mishame, if no person voluntarily donated something to Tzedakah, but the Bnei Oiya collected, so since they have a right to collect from everyone, because Tzedakah is Yetzirah, is the common need of all the Bnei Oiya, so Mele, if the Bnei Oiya feel that a certain sum of money should be applied for some other need of the Tzibur, so they can do so. But if a Yochid donated, let's say $1,000 to Tzedakah, not that it was collected from him, on the basis of the schus of the Bnei Oiya had to force one another to contribute to, towards the communal Tzedakah fund. But a Yochid donated. After all, the Gemara in Erechel says that Hoima Pruta Zuri Tzedakah and Mishabol Yanagabi Osa Mishane Iso. But Bnei Oiya can be Mishane Iso. Even if the Yochid said Pruta Zuri Tzedakah. This is what Esau says. V'chein hoyo rabetam nei, los ismo yisakni po l'shem lo yiyah, l'fi sha'odaz lo yiyah v'esnes. Now let's see what the Rimigash says on this Gemara. Of course, the Rimigash is chelik on rabetam. But the Rimigash says something that even those who are chelik on him will admit. And that seems to be inconsistent with what Esau says here. Now the Rimigash, Lasis kupo tamche, vitamche kupo, shimgobu likupo, veyusiruo, veyusiro, veloyispik lehem atamche shigobu, rashoim liknes mimeiser akupo, mashitzorich litamche. Vechei name, imgobu litamche veyisir, veyakupo shigobu in maspekes, is meiser atamche, vilekhi mashitzorich likupo. וידבקה מקופו לתמחה, ומתמחה לקופו, שחק יוצא לך מיד, אבל אם רוצו לשני איסו מדבורם אחרים, שאינו מצורכי עניים, עושה, דיגז לעניים. So first of all, the Rimigash is חלק על המתם. המתם says, יחילים משני איסי אף דבר השוס. In other words, they can use, they can take money from the קופו that was collected for supporting the עניים and apply it to some other purpose of the tzibur. Some other purpose. Let's say they want to apply it for building a chaimah. They want to apply it for hiring a shayna, a guy. Whatever the tzirach is, Rabbi Tam says they are at liberty to do so. But the Rimigash says, no. When the Braise says that they can be mishame, it means they can be mishame from one purpose of ani to another purpose of ani. Let's say tamche and kupo. So, one goes for one purpose of Ani, and the other one goes for another purpose of Ani, but it all goes for Ani, so they can be Mishame, as long as it is being applied towards the Tzorch Ani, but to apply it for some other purpose, not Tzorch Ani, that not. Why? Because then you are dealing with Ani. So that means, what is the Rimigash here? He takes this, this Hamitam apparently discusses it only from the point of view of the donor. After all, when somebody gives for Tzedakah, whether he gives it voluntarily in the Tzedakah case, or he gives it because he is forced to give, because the Bnei Oiya can levy tax upon the Bnei Oiya to contribute towards the Tzedakah. So then, there are two problems that we are faced with. One is that if somebody gives money for ani, for tzedakah, so we have to act in accordance with the wish of the donor. Otherwise, it's gezel l'gabei the donor. If the donor gives $1,000 to be used for one purpose, and then it's applied for another purpose. So then, we are mishame of the Das Abayli. So it's gezel towards the law. We have no right. Let's say, if a certain person gives a certain sum of money Let's say a certain rabbi shows lucky. He collects money for one yeshiva and for another yeshiva. And then, and the donor tells him, I give this $1,000 for this yeshiva. And then the gabbai, who is also a yeshiva for another yeshiva, will give it away to the other yeshiva. So he will be either an Isra of Gezel, neged the donor, because after all, he gave it for this purpose, not for that purpose. So that's one problem that we have to consider. In other words, when the Bnei Uriya collect, when the officers, the Gaboyim of the Bnei Uriya, when they collect money for a certain purpose, and then they use it for another purpose. Let's say they collected that money for the Tanya. And then they give it away for the Kupe. So it's a Shiloh of Gezel, Ligabi Bidono, because he gave it for that purpose. That's one problem. But then there is another problem. If a person said, Putazu Mitzvah, so then it becomes Momin Ali. If it becomes Momin Ali, or if somebody, if the Bnei Uri or the Gaboy of the city, they collected money for the Kupo, for the Tamche, so then it became Momin Ali. So then, when it was collected for one purpose, so it became Momin Ali, and then he gives it away, let's say, to pay the salary of the Shomrim of the city. Let's say the city, the Kehillah of the city hires certain guards who have to watch at night, and they have to pay them a salary. So if the money that was collected for Anim, for the Kupe fund, for the Tamche fund, is given away as the salary for the Shomrim, so besides the Shaila of Gezel Neged Dunoz, it's a Shaila of Gezel, it involves a Shaila of Gezel Neged Ani. Because if someone said Pruto Zumitzvah, so that Pruto becomes the Momin Ani. And then the officers of the city, the Gaboyim of the city, they give it away to the Shomrim of the city. So it's Gezel. It involves a Shaila of Gezel Tlapid Ani. So that's why the Vinita says, V'idakke mikupo mitamche, umitamche mikupo, shehato tzerechani, avu imhoto ishaneso midvor machirim sheino mitzorechani. If he wants to use it, if the Gaboy of the city want to give it away, that money that was collected for the Ani, for the Kupo, for the Tamche, if he wants to give it away to pay the salaries of the Shomrim, or let's say, suppose a tax collector came and he demanded a certain sum of money. And then if the Gaboy of the Kupo of the Tamche will give away the money that was collected for the Anim, they'll give it away to the tax collector. That's also a tzerech of the city, because you can't fool around with them. So then it involves a shaila of Gezel Klapid Anim. So the Rinita Shite is that the whole aloch that Rashoim Meir Lishanis only implies that when a person gives money to a certain kupe, to a certain fund, a stocket fund, so mainly his consent is that it can be applied in accordance with the wishes of the mayor or the officers of the mayor. So there is no shaila of Gezel Kilapid Lunor. But, so if it is given away for Anim, but another purpose of Anim, not the purpose for which it was collected, so there, it only involves a shayla of Gezel Kilapid Lunor. So we say there is no Gezel Kilapid Lunor. Even though he himself was told that this money is taken for the tzerech of the kupo, the tzerech of the tamche, but it is his presumed intention that the Bnei Uriya can apply it for any other purpose. So it doesn't involve any gezel, nege, the donor. But if it is given away for some other purpose, not to accommodate Anim, so then it involves an iser of gezel klap Anim themselves. Because if this was collected for the Anim, so that means that it became Momin Ani. And then, once it becomes Momin Ali, how can you give it away to the tax collector or to the, for the salary of the shomrim of the city? So it's Gezlo Dami. This is what the Rindigas says. So the shita of the Rindigas shita is that the whole Alochem Kashot Miriam Ishanis only implies that there is no Gezel Kilapi the Dono. Why is the Gezel Kilapi the Dono? Even though the Dono was told, the Dono was told, we are taking from you, let's say, $100 as you, as the tax that is incumbent upon you. So, towards the kuke, towards the tamah. So, and we give it away. And we give it away to the, and we give it away for ani, for some other purpose, not the kuke, but it's the, we presume that when money is given by a certain person, it is his, the intention that money could be applied in whatever way the Gaboy won't apply, the way you won't apply. So it was devout and he's a guest. But to give it away for a purpose other than Tzirah Hanin, then it's also not because of Gezel Kilapi we don't know, but because of Gezel Kilapi Damin. After all, that was collected for Damin. So Damin was Eichelet. Now we give it to the Shemer in payment of his salary, so we're taking away the money that belongs to Amin, yes.
Isn't there still gazelle from one set of Amin to another? In other words, if you're taking from the Kupa to the Tampa, so you're stealing from the Ani air and giving it to Amin from other cities who come in?
So it seems that when a person as far since no individual oni was zeichet. Since no individual oni was zeichet. And so how did Ani zeichet? What kind of a title did they get? They acquired a collective title. So the mailer, that means that when money is given to a certain city, to the gaboyim of a certain city, so then the collective title becomes vested in all the Ani collective, not in any particular group. In any particular group. So, as long after all is being given to Amin, that's it. Some Amin are regular residents, and some Amin stay here for a few days, and then they go to another place. But since there is no individual title vested in any particular one, but it's a collective title, so Memele, the Amin generally acquire title. That's how it is. So, this is what the Rimiga says. Vidat kim kupli tamchel tamchel kupli. Shehat yotzei lechani. Avon rotzim shani yisom midvor machirin. Sheino mitzor chani. Oseh, digez lanim hu. Digez lanim hu. Vahayne bitnam misach eshkolim. Meisar anim lanim. Meisar shvuyim lishvuyim. Vamrim namel ikam yisom ucho. Vitchat kisne liasne. ושבנים מיני תאים לאסלו, או לאסלו לאי, אפילו מעני העיר, אני העיר לו. וכיב דאבי ירושמות האב, אם כן הוא, דאפילו לדבורם אחרים, שאין לצורך אני, יחילים לשם איסון, כל שכי דאבי יוחיל לשם איסו, אני העיר לו, בלו יתנאי, אלא לב שמה מנו, דהות בקטון אלו, שם איסו, לכל מה שירצה, לצייר חמים. אבל שלא לצייר חמים, אין לוהם, לשם איסון כבר. Va'afimu hoyso atzvoko sheposko aleim neyoya. So he says, but to be mishamed for another purpose, not ani. In other words, if we're going to be mishamed for a purpose of ani, but there is one fund that goes for food, another fund that goes for ksus, another fund that goes, let's say, for getting apartments, houses for ani. There are all kinds of funds. So then, the neyoya, the officers of the Neoir have the right to be Mishamet, because then it doesn't involve any Gezel Kilapi Damim, because as far as the title, the collective title that becomes vested in Damim is concerned, so they get, it becomes Momen Amim. Momen Amim of that city. Of that city. And even the Tamchet Fund, which goes primarily for to help those who travel from city to city. So while they are here, they are also an enemy of that city. But so the next day they'll move out, they'll go to another city. But while they are here, they are considered as an enemy of that city. So the melee, when anything that goes for refund in a particular city, so all the enemy of that particular city get a collective title. Left back. So the melee, but there is a shaila about Gezel Kilati to the law, the one who gave the money. So we say there is an internet, there is a presumption that when one gives money for a certain fund of a need in that city, so his intention is that the Gaboyim, the Bnei Oir, should have the right to use it in whatever way they decide. So there is no Gezel Kilati, the Bible, they don't know. But as far as the Momin Aniv is concerned, so then the Aniv of that city, they certainly are not willing. They need the money, every penny of it. So they are certainly, we cannot say that it is their presumed intention that the Bnei Oir should be able to do with the money that belongs to them, to do whatever they want. If you were to ask any member of the Aniv of that city, are you willing that the money that belongs to you collectively should be given away, let's say, to the shemir of the city? What do they say? Of course not. I need that money. It's my money. That's the shite of the Rimigash. So he says, Im kein hu dafil lidvor machinem sheine tzorech ani v'chim im kein kol shkin da'ave yochem shnuye lani nishani slani ayu amlo itnai al laf shvamino dehod niktone u shanei sol chom ashi yotze litzerech ani imu avo shaloi litzerech ani imu eimu emu shanei sol kval v'afilo hoi so atzdoko shepos v'alo yem neyir v'kol shkin im itzdoko shepos aki so yochem shafil. So he says that even if the tzedakah that the Bnei Oir gave was levied by the Bnei Oir themselves, by the officers, by the Rosh Yaakov, so by the Rosh Yaakov themselves, it's not a private donation that one Mertzeiah team gave, but every penny that is in that fund was levied by the Rosh Yaakov, because the Rosh Yaakov had to decide how much each one has to give. So even the money that was levied by the Bnei-Oir, upon the Bnei-Oir, by the officers of the Bnei-Oir, upon the Bnei-Oir, so that money could not be used for a purpose, could not be applied towards a purpose other than Yitzirah Hanim. Why? Because it would involve Gezlanim. Gezlanim, since it was taken for a certain tzerech of anim, so that means that anim collectively are the buyer of that money. So how can they apply it for the tzerech of somebody else? That would involve the nisa of gezel kilav anim. We coached him. He meets dokor sheposak isa yochid. It's needless to mention that if the money happens to be money that was not levied by the Bnei Oir or upon the Bnei Oir, but it happens to be a donation that a certain individual will say they attain donated towards the tzedakah. So that goes without saying that the Bnei Oir cannot apply that money that was given by Yochid, not levied by the officers of the Bnei Oir. So it goes without saying, the coach in the Mitzvoke, she posak in the Yochi, she afilu in the Shetei, umifosh, vishaneise, vishane umifosh, vishaneiso, vichol mashi yotsu, afilu in dova she nitzile, hane mile vame she posku bne yo yiratzmo, abo vame she posku achirin, inam Yochi, eilem bo vishusklau vishaneiso. So he says, that his own shita is, the Midah's own shita is, that even the tzedakah that was levied by the Gaboyim of the city upon the Bnei Oir, so cannot be applied towards the tzedakah other than the tzedakah anim. It can only be applied towards anim. But even though the money was given for food, it can be applied for ksus. It can be applied foxes. But But to be given, let's say, to pay the salary of the shomrei oir, that cannot be done. Even the money that was levied by the gaboyim of the city, Mashein came. The money that was donated individually by certain yochim, or the money that was given by the residents of another city, let's say the kehilah of another city sent in money to this city. So that money certainly cannot be applied for itzirach adat and tzorcha ani, even according to those who are chilek ha'mitzvos. So he says, Hanimile, he says, v'afilu, v'chafilu imishetei. In other words, the one who makes a mistake, in other words, the one who is chilek ha'mitzvos. Now who is chilek ha'mitzvos? Rabbetam is chilek ha'mitzvos. So, I mean, of course, Rabbetam lived after the Rimigash, but they were contemporaries of the Rimigash, or maybe perhaps even predecessors of the Rimigash, who were chilek on the Rimigashite, and who said that Rishanezul Chomashiyotsu means for any tzir, not after tzir chanim. So, they will only say it, the Rimigash says, even his chilekim, those who are chilek on him, and to explain the price of the Sharizel Chumashiyotsu, that it includes even Tzerech of other people, Nagami. Let's say that they can apply it towards the payment of the salary of the Shomri Asiri, or that they can apply it to give it for taxes, for the Muches, who tries to collect taxes, or for building a fortress. Even those who are here can say that Lishanis HaKamashiyotu means anything. So they only say it in connection with the money that was levied by the Gaboyim of the city. But they will not say it in connection with the money that was donated by Yoh. This is what he says. So he says, V'chapiru imishetei u'miforesh Lishanis HaKamashiyotu afu lidobo she'ein tzera. Let's say, suppose a yochid in the city donated the building. He donated the building for Ali. And then that happened so many years ago that no one in the city remembers the identity of the person who gave away a building. Who gave away a building for Ali. No one remembers that happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago. But we know that a certain yochid, Mr. X, gave away a building for Ali. Now, all the residents of the city, they had a meeting, they decided they will give it away as an apartment, as living quarters for the shomrim of the city. Still, they have to stay somewhere, the shomrim of the city. So they cannot do it. They cannot do it. Even the one who is really cannot do it. Of course, according to Rimigash, certainly they cannot do it. But even the one who is chilek on the Rimigash, so long we say Rishanezul Chomashiyotsu regarding the money that is levied by the Bnei'iyah or Pam Bnei'iyah. But regarding vis-a-vis the money that is donated by Yochid, not levied, that even the chilekim will agree that they cannot be mishamed for some other purpose. They cannot apply it to a purpose other than the Tzirachim. This is what the Rimigash says, according to those who are chilkan. Now, so then, it would follow, Rabbetam is chilkan of Rimigash. So even Rabbetam who says, v'chilu v'shamizi achrivar v'shus, eni tzerech hoyia, v'chilu hoyo Rabbetam neid, los ismoi sakupo, v'shem hoyia. That's not his tzerech ani. V'vishaldaz neoyia neisneisom, that Rabbetam would only say it in connection with the money that is levied by the Bnei Oiyah, by the officers of the, by the Bnei Oiyah, upon the Bnei Oiyah. But vis-a-vis money that is donated by Yochid, not collected as a tax. So, even Rabbi Tam would be made there, that the Bnei Uriah cannot declare towards the Shimrei, towards the Shimrei. That's how it appears from the Rimigash. But from this taste we see no, because he says, So he's mentioning a Gemara in Eilachim that deals with the private donation, not a text that is levied by the Neoliya on the basis of the schus of Shchemi, that Neoliya can force one another to participate in the common needs of the residents. Here Gemara in Eilachim doesn't discuss a tzedakah that is levied by the Neoliya upon the Neoliya. The Gemara in Eilachim discusses private, voluntary donations. So he says, the Gabbai cannot be Mishane, but the Bnei Uriah can be Mishane. Even the Putesh of Tzvoko that won, Mirzele Atein donated it. So in other words, so he is chilling on the Rimigash. You see, not only is the Rabbi Tam chilek on the Rimigash on Shire, but the Rimigash says that even the one who is chilek on him, so he only applies it to a tzedakah that was levied upon the Neoliya. But it's tzedakah that was given by Yochi, so even the one who is chilek on the Rimigash, so will be made it. That it cannot be applied, let's say, it cannot be given away to the Shomrei. But Rami Tam says that even a private donation can be given away to the Shomrei by the Bnei Uriah. So in other words, so we see that we have fishiness. Now, I don't know whom he means when he says Vafilu Mishitei, but obviously there were certain Rishonim who were chelek on the Rimigashite and who held that Rishonim Chomashiyotzu means any tzeirech, but who applied it only to the tzedakah that was levied by the Neoliya, but did not apply it to a private donation. Whereas Rabbi Tam Shiti is that it applies even to a private donation. So in other words, so we have three shittas. We have three shittas. We have the shita of the Rimigash, that even the money that is levied upon each resident of the city by the Bnei Uriah themselves, so cannot be applied for a purpose other than Tzorah Rechani, because it will involve in itself Gezlani, Tozani. It only can be applied towards a Tzorah Rechani, even though it's not the same Tzorah for which it was given. It was given for food of the Bnei Uriah, and it is applied for ksus. Or it was given for tamche, so tamche is also considered a new Israel. Because after all, it is given to an oni while that oni happens to be a resident. Alright, so the next day he'll leave the city. He'll come, he'll go to another city. And then a month later he'll again come for 2 days. So in other words, while these Aniyim, the Aniyim Eilom, while they stop off in a certain town, they are considered as residents of this town. Because that's their practice. They keep on traveling from city to city. So, and they don't visit one city just once. It's like the Mishalochim who come here. So they come every year, they come here, and they collect. So while they are here, they are considered Aniyim Eilom. They consider that near is in. So the shita of the Rimigash is that even the tzedakah, even the money that is levied by the Bnei Uriah upon the Bnei Uriah cannot be applied for a tzeirech other than tzeirech ani. Why? Because of Gezlani. So what is the shita of the Rimigash? That when the Bnei Uriah, when the Gaboi Uriah collect money from the Bnei Uriah that is levied upon them, so the moment it comes to the Rishus HaGabai, so the Ani, so the Gaboi Uriah are considered like the Ani themselves. So that means who acquire title in it? Daniel here, in a collective way, they acquire title. There is no specific on who acquires title until he gets it. But in a collective way, Damim collective become the Bible. So in a way, you cannot take it away from them and apply it and give it away to the Shomrei of the year, the Shomrei of the year. So then you gather it from Damim. But if you give it away for Damim, but for another purpose, than the one for which it was given, so then it's all right. And there is no gezel, kilape in the Gemara, because that's his intention. He doesn't care. He gives it for the Ami. So he doesn't care this purpose, that purpose, and he gives it with the intention that it should be distributed in accordance with the decisions of the Gaboyim. But to give it away to the Shomri, then it involves Gezel neged Ami, because it's already their money. And you're giving Danim's money to the Sheinoi. So that's Gezel. We got the Danim. That's one sheet. Then there is another sheet that the Rabbi Migash says, who hold that if the money that he was levied by the Meir themselves, so then it can be given away for another purpose, not its Eichanim. Why? So that chicken, that is Chelik and Rabbi Migash, whom the Rabbi Migash calls Vafiu Hatir Shechelik. So he holds that when you collect money for a certain purpose, for Aniim, so the Aniim collectively don't acquire title. He don't acquire title in it. Because he is not their shliach. The Gaboyo here, the Gaboyim who collect the money for the Amim of the city, are not the shluchim of the Amim of the city collecting. They're not. They are just Gaboyim, that's all. So melee, that means that it becomes that the Amim still didn't get title. The Amim still didn't get title to that money. So whose money is it? So the money remains, so in other words, according to the one in Israel and the Midrash. So the money becomes, so in whom does title remain vested in that money until it is given to a specific person? So who remains the owner of that money? The one who gave it. If the Gaboy Oriya collected, let's say, $100 from this man, $100 from that man, so who remains the owner of that money? The donor, until it is distributed and it is applied. So who is the owner? The donor is owner until it is distributed. He remains the owner, but he wants that it should be given for a certain purpose. So anyway, his intention is that it can be used, it can be given the way the Gaboy Oiya would decide. So anyway, they can be Mishana. They can even give it to the Shomron of the city. And there is no Gezel Gabin Amin. Because Amin didn't get collective title in that money. That's the sheet of it. Mashenki, if a certain person, an individual, donated something, let's say, he gave away a building for the Amin. So then, because of the aloche of Bificho Zutzdoke, so then he acquires, so the Amin, it becomes from an Amin. Because just as we say with Gabi Hekdesh, Amirosi Lugavia Kipsirosi Lehedidome, so if someone would say that this Meneire is given to the Berek Abayis, so it becomes Momin Hekdesh Bikiyono. So if someone says this candelabrum, I am giving this candelabrum to the Pesach Neses, so it becomes the Momin of the Pesach Neses. If someone says Putazul Litzdoke, so it becomes Momin Ani, because of the Aloha of Bifichot Litzdoke, and Amirose Lugabeya Kipsirose Lehedidone. That's the Shite of the one who is chelik under Rimikash. that the Rimikash calls Hatev. But then the Shita of Habletam is that not only the money, that is collected, that is levied by the Ne'ir upon the Ne'ir, does not become Omen Amin by virtue of the fact that it's collected, and it remains entitled to the money, remains vested in the donor until it is distributed and it is given to someone. So, but even if a person will say, Selah Zul Mitzdoke, where there is an Eder, so the Selah does not become Omen Amin. But what? But there is a Lochel Bifichos Mitzdoke. So the Lochel Bifichos Mitzdoke is only that there is a Shem Mitzdoke. There is a Chalei Shem Mitzdoke. Chalei Shem Mitzdoke. But it doesn't become Omen Amin. Nonetheless, there is a distinction between Hekdesh and Mitzdoke. By Hekdesh, there is a Lochel Amiros in the Gobeya, Kitzros Lehekdom. And if I say Selah Zul Hekdesh, so it becomes Omen Hekdesh. And if somebody will be Nene Famed, he'll be male. But by Tzokets, there is a Loch of Shem Chaim. Reb Chaim says that in respect to another Inyan, in Gemara Borokam. Gemara says Morkame that from above on the base. Now, Ahu Gadre, the Tocha Lechava. So there is someone who just was Maki Chaver. So he was Chayav Beishis. So, and the Mishnah says, Atikir Lechaver, so he slapped his face, let's say. So there is Beishis, there is no Tzar, there is no Nezek, but there is Beishis. So he has to pay himself. So Ahu Gadre Tok Lechavere, he slapped his face, so he is mechuyev to pay, let's say, Ruben, who was Tekeh Lechavere, he slapped his face of Shimon. So he is mechuyev to give Shimon himself. Shalchei Raftuye Bamasna Lekamid Rabbeizi. So a Tzuletna and so a Medinetna. Alright. So he says that it's Tzala Medini. So that's Paul Gedizuz. Tzala Medini is Paul Gedizuz. So Ruben became a Chuyev, Dawud Gabra became a Chuyev to pay wages of heavy Zuz to Shin. So then, Omer Yahu Gavre, so Rabbi Yisrael Paskin, that he has to pay him heavy Zuz, pages. Omer Yahu Gavre, so Shimon said, Shimon thought he'll be able to get many Zuzim. And when he heard that he's only entitled to get heavy Zuz, so he said before Rabbi Yisrael, who was the Dayan, he says, Omer Yahu Gavre, So Shimon said, "Hoyu paugli zuzi uli bine." The Nelba said, "Since it's only heavy zuz, I don't need that heavy zuz, but he has to pay it to me. Let him give it to me." In other words, the heavy zuz that Reuven owed him, he donated to me. So Hoda Romale, then he changed his mind. He says, "Neisve." After all, I can enjoy myself with that heavy Zeus. I can buy an ice cream soda with that heavy Zeus. Why should I give it to Rami? So he said to Rabbi Yisef, he changed his mind. He doesn't want to give it away to Rami. So Rabbi Yisef said, Rabbi Yisef had to be not only the rich person, but he also was the Gabbai of Zdok of the city. Omele Rabbi Yisef, Kvo Zoch Be'ami, V'Aval Gav Lekani Moche, Anan Yadani Miyana. I am the garbage of Zloke. So when you said level Amin, so I was Zeche for Danim. I was Zeche for Danim. So in other words, how was Danim Zeche on the basis of my Mishlosh? There is it akores chachomi that my Mishlosh is came. In other words, if Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and then Shimon And Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are standing in one room. And Shimon says to Reuven, you borrowed from me $1,000, you have owed me $1,000, the $1,000 that you owe me, you give it to Levi. And Levi is also standing. In other words, the Nesei, the Malve, the Levi, and the Zeir. So he's came. Mamish Loshim, that's one of the three things we learned it last year. So that's one of the three things that are Hilchas and Loitai. So Mamish Loshim is the Kenyan. So Mele, here it's Mamish Loshim. Because Rav Yosef was the guy. And Rabbi Yitzchak was the representative of Dani. So, Mimele, all Dani was in Chayim that had Jesus. Because of my misfortune. So then, this is what Gemara says, so he cannot be Chayim. So it appears from this Gemara that only because of my misfortune, that's why he cannot be Chayim. But if not for my misfortune, so then he could be Chayim. So all the Rishayim as the Kashi, even without recourse to my misfortune. How could the Chayzer? There is a lot of help if he holds it. So just as we say, Amirosim Gomei, Akitsirosim Hedin Gomei. So without my mitzvah, even if Rabbeinu hadn't been the Gamish Olam. And he said, the head is Zeus, the truly knows me, Shimon said, is given to Amin. So Amin should be Zeichel because of the Neder. Because, Bifichos is okay, Amirosim Gomei, Akitsirosim, the head is done. All the Shimon is the cash. Tesis all says. Vintema Boya Lanim Nam in the Chayim Zloki, Bamir, Kidashim Terekamad of Shishono, Bifichos is Zloki, Vyesh Lema, Vichmoy Shein or the Man is Dorosh Liboleum, Hochename in the Nase in Zloki Dorosh Liboleum, Uchshom, Amesu Lani, Havezachi, Moshaliboleum, Vichemi Moyaime, Nase of the Hedges, Loya Hedges came, Loya Hedges came. So he says, Tesis is the kasha, why do we have to resort to minus wash? So Tesis is the teretz. No. Here, the alochel, the fichos is loke, wouldn't apply. Why? Because through, so Tesis it is, the justice by Hegdesh, there is alochel from Rosim Gabea, Kitsi Rosim Hegdome. So by Zloke, there is also such alochel, because the fichos is loke. But, just as by English, we say, Eino do magdish lo shloi bo leilom. So by Tzloke too, b'fichos Tzloke. But this heavy Zeus, Reuven did not give Shimon as yet. He owed him. But later on, when Reuven paid Shimon, so then the Amim should be able to collect it from Shimon. Because Shimon already said that that heavy Zeus, he's giving it to Amim. But at that time, it was in lo shloi bo leilom. Some melee, that means Zloki cannot collect that Jesus because it was a domicile bullet. It's a domicile bullet. That's what he says. And then he says, that's one part. Virach Virish, Shezelo Yoretel Alza Beninat Zloki, Elo Yoretel Uvesen, Rivisho, Ulhazir Achel Anim Tachto, Vomoy Ravise, the Adanimana, Vizachinum Baby Manish Washington. ואמרנו את כמה דרכים, ואם יעשה לזו לסלוק כאשר בו ליד קבי מי לא ישנה איסי, מי שבו ליד קבי לא עשה לשנה איסי. So the Rach Sperati is, the Tehlech Anam, if Shimon had tried to be Chizir, and not to be able to wait to Ani, he couldn't, even without my Mishosh. And the only reason is why, the Rav Yosef said, because of my Mishosh, otherwise he could do it, because Shimon wasn't Chizir from the whole thing, he just wanted to bow it. It wasn't crazy. But at first he said, let Reuven give the head Zeus to Zlok. I don't need it. Then he changed his mind. And he said, right now I might make good use of that head Zeus. I'll buy something for myself. I'll buy oranges for myself with that head Zeus. And then, I'll pay it to Dami a month later, 2 months later. He only wanted to borrow that head Zeus. So, if there hadn't been my Shloshten, he could bow. True, but the Fichos is okay, but the Aloch is actually Bori Agave is Mutal Uvese. But on account of my Shloshten, so it's already considered Bosoli Agave. If it's considered Bosoli Agave, so in Mele, it's Osea Uvese. But in Haname, to be Chese, he couldn't tell you. So there is a machlekes between Tesis and Rach. According to the Rach, even without my Shloshim, he could be Chizir. According to Tesis, without my Shloshim, he could be Chizir completely. He could be Chizir completely. Why? But there is a loche of Bifichos Zloke. So how could he be Chizir? How could he be Chizir? So Tesis says, because it's a double Shalibolayim. Because it's a double Shalibolayim. So, Eino the man is also the Lord. So Mela, you cannot give way to Ani with the also the Lord. So Rav Chaim raises a very strong kasha against the thesis. He said, Eino Hanami, if we were to consider the specific Hebzus that Reuven is ultimately going to give to Shimon, so that's the also the Lord. But, my Mitzvosh, but, just as my Mishloshin is how, and what was my Mishloshin how? Was my Mishloshin how and the specific Hev, the Zeus, that Reuven is ultimately going to give to Shimon? No. The my Mishloshin was how and the Shibu, and the Chayv, the indebtedness, the Chayv of the Hev, the Zeus. The chiyuv of the episodes is not the gomer shel b'leila. If we are to consider the specific episodes, Reuven slept shin space, and because of that he became a chiyuv, happy zoos, happy dollar beiges, happy dollar beiges. Now that, then a month later, and he said that happy zoos should be running. So then, a month later, Reuven paid the happy zoos to shin. Reuven paid the happy zoos to shin. And then Shimon, and then Danim would come and say, well, that happy zoos you gave away to us. And we could say, this particular happy zoos, that's the happy zoos that Reuven ultimately gave to Shimon. So that was a Dovah Shalvah. But at that time, why couldn't the Hekdesh be Chal and the Shibut itself? The Hekdesh Lamin be Chal and the Shibut. Just as my Mishloshtim is Chal and the indebtedness. And the Shibut, and the Chay. So, it should be Chal, full be Pichol Zizdoki. So that should be, full be Pichol Zizdoki, it should become Momenani. And that's really the longness of the Rach. Why is the Rach awake? And the Rach says that even without Baal Shloshtan, he couldn't be Chazer, but he only wanted to borrow it. But even without Baal Shloshtan, he couldn't be Chazer completely. Why? Because of the Fichos Zdoke. But so I'm also going to be a kid, so I'm also heading on me. But Eilu the Magdi Yoshal Be'elom, the answer is, Eilu the Magdi Yoshal Be'elom means, if a person tries to be Magdish, the Be'em, the specific thing that is now not yet Be'elom. Let's say, the pears that will grow, the apples that will grow, and this tree, let's say, half a year later, so Eilu the Magdi Yoshal Be'elom, if you try to give way to me, the apples that did not appear as yet, so that's the Dovah Shalvah Be'elom. But here there is a chayiv. He gave away the chayiv. So just as through my Mishloshtan, you can transfer an indebtedness, a chayiv. So through the Amire, before the Zoki, you should also be able to give away that chayiv to the Ami. That's the reason that the longness of the Rach. So why is this related? So Reb Chaim says, that's in the Sefer, Aluchas Mechir. So, Reb Chaim says that the Shita of Tesis is that there is a fundamental distinction between Hekdesh and Zdok. By Hekdesh there is Arocha, Merosu, Yigovei, Akim, Zeros, Lehebidom. So, if I say this candelabra, is I give way to Hekdesh, so then it becomes Momen Hekdesh. But if I say this candelabra I give way to the Amin, so it doesn't become Momen Amin. But the halacha of Bifichot Zdokin is that there is a Chalei Shem Zdokin. And if I say, this is given, I'm giving to Amin, this put at this seller, I'm giving to Amin, then a Shem Zdokin is Chal. And that seller. And Mimele Amin have his schus to take Zdokin. But it's not the moment as yet. There is a Shem Zdokin. So Shem Zdokin is only Shayach on a specific object, something that is tangible. So if I give way this Rambam to Amin, so Shem Zdokin is Chal on this Rambam. If I give way this table, suppose this table belongs to me, and I give way to Amin, so Shem Zdokin is Chal on this table. And then Amin may be schutz to collect it. But it's not Moment Amin until they collect it. Mashenkin and Echayiv, that's an intangible thing. Shem Tzloki cannot be Chal on an intangible thing. Only on something tangible. So in other words, so that means that there is a machleket between Tetzis and the Rach as to whether the halacha with Fichot Tzloki is like Hamirosim Gavriyak and Shirosim Hedidome, there's the Rach Shite, and Tetzis Shite is no. By Hedish, there is halacha Hamirosim Gavriyak and Shirosim Hedidome. So it can be Chal on the chiv also, but by Zdoke it's only Shem Zdoke, so it can only be Chal on a specific thing, on a Ben, but not on a chiv, not on a Shibut. On a Shibut it cannot be Chal. So apparently that's the machlekes between the chilik and the remigash, that the remigash calls it Teye and Rametam. The Chilik and the Remigash and Rabbetan both agree. The Remigash is that he would out and admire this Islami. So, as long as the Gaboyim collected it for Amin, so Meili becomes Mamun Amin. The moment they collected it, even before it is distributed to the Amin, it becomes Mamun Amin. That's the Shita of the Midrash. The one who is Chelka of the Midrash, and Rametam, Achelka Amin. And we say, just because that the Gaboyim of the year collected, let's say, certain monies for the Amin, it doesn't become Mamun Amin until it is distributed to Amin. And as long as it was not distributed, I mean, so who remains the owner of that money? The donors. But the Bnei Oir, the Gaboyim of the Bnei Oir, have his schus to distribute that money. They collected it for that purpose. But until it is distributed, I mean, so the Chilik under the Midrash and Rabbi Tam hold that title to all that money that was collected from the Bnei Oir for the Amin remains vested in the donors. The donors. But the Bnei Oir had his schus to distribute the Amin. They collected for that purpose. And so, so when will this Amin become the owners of that money? When it is distributed. So then, every specific Oni who gets a certain share, so he'll become the owner of that share, of that sum of money. But until it is distributed, it was only collected, so who is the owner of that money? The donors, they are the owners. They're the owners. So the shayla is, can they be mishane mitzad gezel neged the donors? So we say, the umken is, that the bnei oir who gave the money, so they gave it al das bnei oir. Al das gaboyim. So there is no gezel. No gezel. And then, as far as the Amin, as the Shailik of Gezel Amin, so he's concerned, so he says there is no Gezel Amin, because the Amin didn't get title. Oh, whereas the Midrash is, no. The moment it's collected, so the Amin get collected title. So the Melech, they can only be Mishane for another Seir HaChamim, but they cannot be Mishamer, they cannot pay the salary of the Shem Leir, then it would be Gezel Neged Amin. But whereas the Chilik and the Midrash holds that it's not Gezel Neged Amin. It's not Gezel Neged Amin. Masheim ke, Kabetam Shitin is, Masheim ke in the case where it Yochi donated, so then because of the Aloche, of Bifichot Zoke, so even the one who is Chilik and the Midrash, so will be made there that it becomes Mamun Amin for the Aloche of Bifichot Zoke. Whereas Rabbi Tam Shiti is like this is in Shir Shenotach, the Oed Hei, that one in Rome. As Rav Chaim explains it, that the Aloche of Bifichot Zoke is not that it becomes Mamun Amin for the Dibo. By Hekdesh it becomes Mamun Hekdesh for the Dibo. I mean, wasn't going to get translated on it. But by Zoke, it's only Aloche of the Shem Zoke is Chalane. So, if Shem Zoki is Chalane, so when the Bnei Oir apply it for some other purpose, so then they are not even an Isa Gezel Tlapi Damim, because Damim didn't acquire title in that money. It only has a Shem Zoki. It only has a Shem Zoki. So, Mele. So the Gezel is only Klape the Donos. It only has Ishem Zloke. So, and the Gezel is only Klape the Donos. So Rabbi Tam says, the Donos' intention is that the Bnei Oir should have the right to distribute that money the way they decide. So that's the riches. The Midrash, and the one that the Midrash mentions, is Chelik HaMishite, whom the Rimigash calls Teye, and then the Shite of Rabbeta.
Shur Mem Beis, Bava Basra, Yutas Teve, Seytov Shur Mem, January 8th, 1980, on Tuesday.
I mean, there are so many Shites of Shem. Now, we saw that the Rimi Gashiti is, that Yechim Mishanei Seyaf Yivar Shus, Avodav Damim Merech Bidrei Kamek, Heimann did not a few Dvarshus Termikashi. I'm sorry. I mean the Rabletam Shita is that Yochim Shalisi Afu Dvarshus. Abu Gavda Amrino Beirach with the Kam. Heimann did not have Shagra Bikish the also Shalisi Dvarshus. Woman and Rosso, who him a foot is doing its doke actually Bolly at the Gabe in Mutal Shaliso, Mishapoli at the Gabe also Shaliso. Now the Bach strikes out the Dvarshus. Mishapoli at the Gabe is also Shaliso. Also, Shaliso. He strikes out the two words with Varshus. Hoche shebneo iya mishalim eisem sham. Lifichoch muta lishaneiso afilu with Varshus. Ve afilu bo liad agav. Why does the Bach strike out the two words with Varshus? What's wrong with leaving that expression in there? So, apparently, because of the Teisves in Erech Nabok. Teisves in Erech Nabok says, Mishepotol Yad Gabay, there's the more. Ton Rabon, Sabazu is talking, actually, Potol Yad Gabay, Mutal Shanis. Mishepotol Yad Gabay, also Shanis. So Teisves says, Vidat Pioch, Avon Pneu Yir Rashoy, even though it's called Yad Gabay. Kilimash Ray Robas, Virashoy in Yir Rasistamche, Kupe, Vikupe Tamche, Ushanis of Rashiyos, Vidat Kilivar Mitzvah. Kidabrinom Bishile Shmaitzi, Gab Israel Shinis Nadik Mineiro in Neil Mizaknesses. So Teisves in Erech Nabok says that Pneo Yir so are allowed to be Mishamed even after it is possible Yad Gabay, but only in Dvar Mitzvah. In other words, when someone says, Selazum is God, actually possible Yad Gabay, so Mishibosom Yad Gabay also Al Mishalei, so Teisve says that Yochi Aron Pnei Yir Hashoyim like Rav Netam here, but from Rav Netam here the way if we leave the text intact, so he says Roman Amosom Yerfudesu Yisvach Hashem Moshe Kadim Mutat Shaneiso Mishibosol Yad Gabay Osa Lishaneiso Midvar Oshus. So then so Osa Lishaneiso Midvar Oshus Hoche Shibnei Yir Misham Meiso Yishan. So that means if we leave the text intact and we don't accept the correction of the Bach, so then it is implicit in this basis that Hocheshe Bnei Yir Mishane Meiso Shane. So Midvar Oshus it's Mutal Shaneiso. That's how it's mashed. So but Teisves in Erech Dabo Omudalet the last Teisves it says Mishepos Al Yagavos Shaneiso Midav Yochi Avod Bnei Yir Hashoyim Kin Mashu Obasre Hashoyim Yir Asistam Tekupe Mikupe Tamko Ushaneiso Mashu Yir Tse Midav Midav Mitzve. So Bnei Yir is Rashoyim Mishanes Midav Mitzve, but Midav Shus so Bnei Yir are not Rashoyim Mishanes here. So that's why the Taz, that's why the Bach erases the two words with Vav Shus. He's Meichike. Vitevis with Vav Shus Nimcha. So then, in order to reconcile this Teisves with the Teisves Dabob Nerach, so then Teisves read as follows. Roman Amoroso Meima Putezu is for Kashi Bosol Yad Agaba Muta Lishaneiso Mishibosol Yad Agabe Oso Lishaneiso Hocheshe Bnei Yir Mishane Meiso Mishane. Even the money that was donated by Yochi, not that was collected through Kviye because of Tzorch Yatzimu. So he says, it's Rivicho, Hoven Yir Mishaneiso, Rivicho, Muta Lishaneiso, at Midvar Shus, according to the Bach's collection, the Bach is not, does not erase a few Midvar Shus, he only erases the two words Midvar Shus. Why? Because there it relates to the case of Oena Putezu Litzvot. Now, we saw that the Remigash, let's start, we saw that the Remigash Shite is that Rashoim Viriya Rishanis Mashiyotsu. Mashiyotsu only implies that they can be Rishanit from one Tzerach Vanim to another Tzerach Vanim. From Kupa to Tamcha, from Tamcha to Kukopo, from Mizenes to Ksus, from Ksus to Mizenes. But it can only be applied towards Ani. This fund of Ani, that fund of Ani, even though one fund goes to Afor Ani Elam, but since it's not Ani Elam, it's not sent to the Ani Elam in Australia. It is given to the Ani Elam who temporarily are stopping up here. So the Mele is the same Ani. So it can be applied towards a Tzirachani, another Tzirachani, but it cannot be given to the Shomrim of the city. That's the Shita of the Rimigash. That's the Shita of the Rimigash. And then the Rimigash mentions his Shita, sorry, Shemi, that is Chelikani. He doesn't mention his name, he calls him Teye, the one who is mistaken, and he says that even the Teye will be made, that they can be Mishane, they can be Mishane, only if the money that was given to the Gabboim of the city, so was the money that was given to the Gabboim of the city was levied by the Meliah. But if it was donated by Yochi, then not. So we explained the day before yesterday the two shittas, in other words, because there are two questions. One question is in regard to the Fichot Zdoki, when a person says Sela Zul Zdoki. So we see that there is a machlekes between Teisves in Bolokame and the Rashi. According to Teisves in Bolokame, so the reason is why that person, the Chivim, the Chivim was not able to be Chizir, was because of my Mishloshim, but if not for my Mishloshim, he would be able to be Chizir. Chizir, because it's... he would be able to be Chayzeya because it's a Dovah Shalom Boleh. It's a Dovah Shalom Boleh. And Rav Chaim raises the question, alright, the specific Chotzi Zuz that is later given by the Chayveil, the reason is why I said the Chayveil cannot be Chayzeya is because of my Shloshim. The reason is why the Nerba cannot be Chayzeya is because of my Shloshim. But if not for my Shloshim, so then the Nerba would be able to be Chayzeya. The Nerva would be a Chayzer. So the question is, Bifichot Zuzoke. So Teisves gives two terutz. In one terutz it's by Teisves, that it's in Dovo, Shomri Bolero. ויש למה, ואם תהיה מרויד אני אמנה, נאמה מחי לזדוקה במירה, כאשר זה תמר לשאול לזכיר את זדוקה, ויש למה, וכמי שאינו דמד לזדוק השול בו אלו, הוכנה בינו דמדי צי לזדוק את דום השול בו אלו, וכשאום אני אצלו אני אמה בזה אחי, כמו ישאול בו אלו, וכן אם הוא יאים אני אצלו להדש, לא יהיה הדש כן, ונה אישי אם הוא יאים אחי את זה, וכיום אלו יאים יודי, את פניו להדש, או לזדוק את דמי שמסחי ותמנדע, אבל זה לא מכן, אלא מתנה יורדי, ולא ינודה. ורח פירי שזה לא יורד על הארץ הבאים להזדוקה, אלא יורד על הובסי, לפישור, לארץ הקח לעניין תחת. So that's why he couldn't even believe. But to be חייזר לגמרי, even without my מצלוש, he couldn't be חייזר לגמרי. Why? Because of the halochה of Bifichol Zdok. So in other words, so there are two shittas. The shita of Teisves is that one cannot give way to Anim Dovah Shalom Boleh, because he never marked Dovah Shalom Boleh, he never marked Dovah Shalom Boleh. But the question is, so the Hekdesh cannot be Chal on the Be'er, on the specific Chotzi Zuz that the Chayv will ultimately give to the Nehav. But the Chayv will owes him. So there can be transfer on the shibut. Let the bifichos zdoke bichal on the shibut, just as one can be makne a chayv. So here for the dibur of etnei l'ani, so it should be given to the ani. So Reb Chaim says that the shita of Teisves is. The sheet of thesis is that Bifichot Zdoke does not imply that Amirosil Anim keeps the Rosil Hebidome. Amirosil Hegdesh keeps the Rosil Hebidome. But Amirosil Anim keeps the Rosil Hebidome that we don't say. But the halacha of the Zdoki is that the Shem Zdoki is Chalanachet. And the raya that the Shem Zdoki is Chalanachet is from the fact that there is a first. In other words, if someone says, Salah Zul Zdoki, then he says another Salah, Zekoze. So, there's the Gemara Midori. Hatfos is Chal. So we see that there is a Chalishem Zdoki. And the boy is Zdoki. There is a Chalishem. So, but Momen Aniim doesn't become. So since it's only Chalishem Zdoki, but it doesn't become Momen Aniim, so it's not Chayach to be Chal and Shibud. And then, yes, not and Shibud. Now, the Rav's verity is that the reason is why Rav Yosef told him he cannot be Chayzeh because of Anani Elanim Anam, because of Manishoshim, is because he didn't want to be Chayzeh Legamre. He only wanted to borrow. So that's why, because of Manishoshim, he couldn't even borrow. But if not for Manishoshim, he would be able to borrow. That means, but to be Chayzeh Legamre, not. Why? Because with Bichot Zizok. So the Shita of the Rach is that we say, so we say, alright. So we have a machlekesh. So we have a machlekesh reshim. When someone donates a seller zloki, is it just that the shem zloki is chal on the seller? But it doesn't become Momen Aniim, or it becomes Momen Aniim. According to Tesis, Momen Aniim doesn't become, according to the Rav, it becomes Momen Aniim. That's one machlokes. Then we have here machlokes between Rav Netam and the Religash, in regard to Tzdoke, the Gaboi HaTzibo are given from the Bnei Yoyia, on the basis of Tzir Tzolch Yoyia. So, there was no neder. They didn't make any neder. They didn't give it voluntarily. It was collected from them. That was a tax that was levied by the Bnei Yoyia upon the Bnei Yoyia. So the question is, once it is nigve, it is collected, does it become Momen Aniim? Or it just has a Chalei Shem Zdoki? Here, there seems to be a machlekes between Rav Netam and the Rav Migash. Because the Rav Netam says Yechiyu Mishane Yitziyah Midvar Shus, but how can, why? Because the donor had the intention of giving it in accordance with the wishes of the tzibur. So the donor had the intention, but Aniim don't have that intention. Why should they have that intention? They are certainly eager to get every penny of it. So they don't. There is no presumption that Aniim don't care, and they allow, they authorize the Gaboye Ibnei Oyia to use it and to apply it the way they want. If you ask the average Johnny whether he minds or not, he'll certainly say he minds. Why should they give rishus? So the question is, Hamatam says, even not with Tehachani. So that's alright, that's Isra'e, because Al-Daz Ne'o'iyah makes Ne'isam. So in regard to the question of Gezel, Kilapi, the Dunor, so we say, Al-Daz Ne'o'iyah makes Ne'isam. But, there is another child, it's Gezel Kilapi Dani. So the Shikha from the Tam is, that when the Gaboyim of the city are collect Stoki from the Ne'o'iyah, so it does not become Momen Aniim. It does not become Momen Aniim. And it is just a fund to be distributed Aniim. It has a Shem Tzvoke. A fund to be distributed Aniim. But it doesn't become Momen Aniim. So the Mele, there is no Iser of Gezel to Lach Aniim. It's not the moment. It's not all. That's the shita of Hamatam. The shita of the Rimigash is that when Stoki is collected from the Neo-Iriya because of the Skuskvir that the Neo-Iriya had to collect Stoki for the Neo-Iriya, so the shita of the Rimigash is it becomes one. Now, here the Gemara says that Anandaramirana, so the Gabayot Tzdoke is considered like the Israel considered like the Mikabel, So in Mele, the moment it was collected by the Gaboyim of Zdoke, by the Gaboyim of the Neoiya, so it's considered as if there had been a Kinyan by all the Amin collected. That's the Shite of the Gemilas. But it's two separate questions. One has nothing to do with the other, you see. So one question is when someone makes an Eder and says, does it become a Menanim or not? So on that we have a machleket between Tezvis and the Rach. And then another machleket is when the Gaboy Yatzibo collect Zdoki on the score of Tzeir Neoiya, of Tzeir Chotor Neoiya, so does it become Momen Ani or it doesn't become Momen Ani? So at that point we have a machleket between Rabbi Tam and the Rimigash. And the Rimigash says that even the one who is Chelikanim, who says that they can be Mishana. The Shita of the Rimigash is that even the Neoiya can only be Mishana for a Tzerech of Neoiya. Why? They cannot be Mishana for any other Tzerech. Because then it would be Gezel Klavid Ani. It would be Gezel Klavid Ani. So he says, I feel if Yatoye, so only, they can only be Mishana with Varoshus, even though it's not a Tzerech of Ani, even though it's not a Tzerech Ani, the moment that was levied by the Neoiya, or come the Neoiya. But the moment that was donated by Yochi, then they cannot. Why? Because then, it has to do with another Shire. In other words, because it was donated by Yochi, so with Lichot Zizoki, it becomes Momen Ani. But Rabbi Tam says, Nigel Rabbi Tam, the Echino, the Shanei, the Abu Darshus, Abu Gav, the Amun, the Berech, the Ferekame, the Haiman, the Nod of Shragel, the Knishte, also the Shanei, the Darshus, the Omen Ame Hosom, Hoim, the Pute Zuri Zoki, Azor, the Bosor, the Gabai, Mutal, the Shanei, the Mishabor, the Gabai, also the Shanei, so, and here it's mentioned Darshus, so the Bach erases it. Why? Because states where Sinirach and Davov says, that will vomit. So in other words, the Bach wants to reconcile the Tesves here, the Tesves in Erech Davov. So how? But then the Bach says Lifichoch. But then Tesves says Lifichoch Mutar Lishaleiso Apilu Lidvar Shus VaApilu Bo Liadagabai VaApilu Liadagabai. So Tesves says here in so many words that they can be Mishan even Lidvar Shus. Then the Bach is made. The Bach only says. The Bach only says in regard to the case of Ema Putazu Mitzvoki. So Mishabol Yadagaba. Also Mishaneiso. So it was written here with our shoes. So he says, no. Also Mishaneiso. Also Mishaneiso. Because it means that also Mishabol Yadagaba. So, as Teisa says, the Rashoim Neoiya, because they, if we don't erase the two words with our shoes, so then it would, Tesis would be saying, Hocheshet Neoiya Mishanu Meiso Ishame. So it's Muda to be Mishanu with our shoes Neoiya. But Tesis Neoiya says, Davo, that Vidakli Vamitzvot Neoiya are allowed to be Mishanu, the Tzdoke that was donated by Yochit. So the Bach wants to reconcile the Tesis here, the Tesis Neirach Davov. So that means that Rabbi Tam is saying this. If it is the moment that was levied by the Neoiya or upon the Neoiya, so then the Neoiya can be Mishane Tidu with Varoshus. They can give it to the Shena of the Sin. But if it is the moment that was donated by Yochi, so then the Neoiya can be Mishane. The Neoiya can be Mishanet, but they can only be Mishanet with Vamitz, not with Varoshus. Now why? According to the Bach's correction. So in other words, so Ramtam himself is distinguishing between a moment that was levied by the Neoiya upon the Neoiya and the moment that was donated by Yochi. So, even the moment that was donated by the Yochi, so, the Neoiya can be Mishane, but only in Bar Mitzvah, for another stuff. But the moment that was levied Weil wir, abhandelt mir hier, can be mishane evil values. They can even give to the Shein Odyssey. Now we have to understand it. Now, if it is moment that was leveled, by the Bnei or upon the Bnei, so then there is no negative. So the question is, the moment that is collected by the Bnei, so does it become a Menani, or it doesn't become a Menani? Or it doesn't become a Menani? So, Chavotam Shite is, it doesn't become a Menani. It doesn't become a Menani. Because after all, why should it become a Menani? There was no Neder. The owner of the money did not say that it should be Zlokhe. The Bnei Uriah forced him to give. They had the schus to collect money for Zlokhe. So the main leg of the Chavotam Shite here is that it doesn't require a halation stock. So who remains the owner of the money that the Bnei Uriah, that the Gavoi Uriah collect from the Bnei Uriah? Until it is distributed to Anim, so title remains vested in the buyer, in the donor. In the donor. Because after all, they don't want to give, they are forced to give. It's levied upon them. So until that money is distributed to Anim, who remains the owner of that money? The donors. But the Bnei Uriah have his foot to force them to give. But until it is distributed to Dani, so who is the buyer over that money? The donor. Now, and it is the intention of the donor, Aldaz Bnei Uriah Lisnei Sof. So there is no gezel. And as far as Dani themselves are concerned, who is concerned with their intention? It's not their money. It doesn't even have a halation stock until it is distributed on him. And the moment it is distributed on him, then it's their moment, it's Anim's moment. But until it is distributed, so who is the owner? The donor. And Mimele, and the donor is not Makkit. He authorizes the Bnei Uriah to apply it the way they please. So Mimele, if the Bnei Uriah decide to apply it by giving it to the Shein Uriah, so that's their privilege. This is the Shite of Hamatan. But that's only Shaleh vis-a-vis the moment that is levied by the Bnei upon the Bnei. So, Mashein came vis-a-vis the moment that was donated by the Chidi. So then there is Aloha of Yichot Zizok. Or Yichot Zizok. So, according to the Rach Shite, so the Mele, it would be Mamesh Gezel. Even if Bar Mitzvah, they wouldn't be allowed to change it. Because the Rach Shite is, and the Fichot Zizok implies, that Amirosei Rami keeps the Rosei Hedigon, so it would be Mamesh Gezel. But Rav Netam and Tezis Leirach say, that the moment that was donated by Yochi, even after it came to the Gaboim's Rishus, so is Rashoin Lishameiso Lidvamitz. So the Bnei Uriah are allowed to be Mishameik Lidvamitz, but only Lidvamitz, not Lidvaroshus. Why? So we see that Rav Netam Shite is like this. We have two questions. One question is the Shire presented by the Rimigash. Moment that is collected by the Neaiya, that is levied by the Neaiya, and is collected by the Neaiya. So, does it become a Menani, or it doesn't become a Menani? So the Shita of the Bimigashi is, it becomes a Menani. Since they have this chus to be kefe, every resident of the city, to give moment for Ani, and the moment they collect it, it becomes a Menani collected. Collected. That's the Shita of the Bimigashi. The Shita of Rav Netam is, it doesn't become a Menani. So who is the owner? Who remains the owner until it is distributed to the individual Anim? The buying to the laws. But and the buying don't and authorize the Bnei Uriah to apply it the way they want. So mainly they can mishane it even with vouchers, they can give it even to the Shemrim. Alright, that's the Shita of Hamatan. Then there is another Shita, another question. Suppose the Bnei Uriah collected money that was donated and there was a neder. what he said, putazum itzdok. So then there's a lot of the fiqh itzdok. So the Bnei Yair are allowed to be mishanet. Litva mitzvah, but not Litva shoes. Why not Litva shoes? Because if the Bnei Yair, if a yochid of the Bnei Yair said putazum itzdok, so that means moment ani didn't become. If it had become moment ani, so then it would be also for the Bnei Yair to be mishanet even Litva mitzvah. It would be Gezlani. It already belongs to him. So the Shita of Rabbi Tam is on one hand, in regard to the question, the money that is nikveh, that is collected by the Bnei Yair, from the Bnei Yair, does it become Momen Aniyim? Or it doesn't become Momen Aniyim until it is distributed to the Aniyim, so then each particular sum of money so becomes the private property of the particular Oni to whom it is distributed. So the Shita of Rabbi Tam is, it doesn't become Momen Aniyim. The Shita of the Rimigashi is, it doesn't become Momen Aniyim. Then, in regard to the seller, that a particular individual said that it's who it's not, and then it was taken by the Raboy. So is it Momen Aniyim or not? There is a machlok between Tesis and the Rav. So the Shita of Rabbi Tam is that it does not become Momen Aniyim. But what is it? It has a Chaleishem Zloke, if it was a Zloke. So it has a Chaleishem Zloke. So if it is Chaleishem Zloke, so the Melech Litvaro shoes, he is not allowed to be Mishanet. They are not allowed to be Mishanet, Litvaro shoes. But Litva Mitzvah, they are allowed to be Mishanet. But Momen Aniyim it is not. So we see that Tesis Shita is, that Tesis Shita is, certainly takes a shita in Erech and Avod is that on the question moment that is nigra that is collected from the Bnei Yair by the Bnei Yair, so it doesn't become Momen Aniyim or not, so the Rabbi Tam shita is it doesn't become Momen Aniyim. And what is it? Whose moment is it? Until it is distributed to the individual Aniyim, so it is the moment of the divorce. But the Bnei Yair have a right to take it from the Bnei Yair and to give it to the Aniyim. So until it is distributed, the Bnei Yair have a right to change it and to apply it even with vouchers. And there is no gezel to lap it or not. That's one shita. The second shita of Rabbi Tam is in regard to the machlekes between Tesis and the Rav. In Bobakame, so Rabbi Tam shita is like Tesis, not like the Rav. Then the Fichot Zizofa does not imply a haloche of Amirose in Gobeya, Kim Sirose. But not Amirose Lani, Kim Sirose Lehedivam. As a matter of fact, there is a Chuvah Sarashbo. Top Kup Samadim, Chuvah Sarashbo. Hey, she. The way I'm doing on the Rossi in the Vaya Kim Sirosa Hege, the Hege Shani, Sheinom Kim Kabri Matone, the Yochel Odom Larzabe. What do you mean Yochel Odom Larzabe? He means there is no Shin in the Hostel. He just in Eder. In Eder. So, he has an Avera. But he, there is no Shin in the Hostel. Yochel doesn't mean he's allowed to be Chayza. If he is Chayza, he is either allowed of Bal Yachel Vore. But there is no legal. There is no legal rights vested. The Amin do not get invested right. It's an Iser, Gnodolo Moki. It has nothing to do with Amin. As far as the Amin are concerned, he is Yochel Odom Larzabe. But the Amin, not just as I couldn't call someone to him Torah because he eats Chaz. So he has not heard of Moki. So the same way, if let's say someone said, I give $100 to a certain Oni, that Oni cannot call him to the Rashi. Because he can tell him, I don't tell you anything. I made an edda. I said, Samazu Lechom, we play the Oni. So, if you want to stop it, so I have an edda. And if I don't give it to you, I will be in the Yachid Rashi, but there's nothing to do with you. I don't tell you anything. You see, the Ramban in Chumash, and Parshat Matir, so he says that he